Thank you, everyone, for showing up. And please make yourself comfortable. Adjust your seating if you need. You may even close your eyes. It helps eliminate any outwardly distractions. So you may find again that beautiful, beautiful part of yourself that is within your body, the beautiful organ we call our hearts. Our hearts that not only connect us with our soul, but also everyone in this room as one, and beyond this room, everyone in this hotel, and everyone in this city of Havana, and everyone in Cuba. And just allow yourself to sink in more into that feeling as it leads you in a gentle, kind, peaceful, loving, benevolent way. Where you feel that connection even more to your higher self, to your angel self, to the unseen in this precious land, in this Gaia part of the world, and to the heart of Cuba, that also with all the struggles and challenges that they have here, that are numerous, you can also feel, as we've been in the last few days, how they find ways to not only overcome day-to-day struggles, but they find how to joy and celebrate. From the music, from what they share in their families, from the connection to one another, from the connection to their ancestors, and also looking into their future for a new Cuba, for hope, for solutions, for new way of thinking, new way of doing things. That they want so much for their country that they love. So allow yourself to also infuse a little bit, or as much as you allow, from your heart, from your energy, into the hearts of our Cuban brothers and sisters, soul family. And see that manifesting for them. See them joyful, see them having all the things that we take for granted.
Consciousness is energy, and what you think, what you visualize, what you feel can change things around you. And so there is an invitation for all those participating now to create an intention together. And that intention is specifically related right now to the nation, island nation of Cuba. And we ask for you to join in a visualization of sending love, compassionate action, even a hug, if you wish to visualize this, to all those in a leadership position. And we are sending compassionate action, benevolence, love, a connection to an energy bigger than anything we've known about from the Creator, so that those in leadership will be able to use their intuition to create wise and benevolent solutions. They exist. They're already there. So let us use this intention that those wise, benevolent solutions that already exist can connect and find their way to those in a leadership position that can actualize and implement those solutions. And let us not just stay on this one place, but let us expand that vision now. For there are countries all over the planet that are in need of wise, benevolent leadership. And so let us collectively send wave after wave of love and compassion, energetically embrace and hug every leader on the planet, that they may enhance their intuition to receive wise counsel, guidance, benevolence for the solutions that already exist, to move this planet further along on its path of ascension.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Oh. For those in this room, how many of you realize you had an appointment to be here? To see what you've seen, to feel what you felt, and to know perhaps what you didn't know before. All of these things are precious additions to an already wise human being. There was no mistake that you chose to be here in a small group carrying a giant energy. There are those who say, well, can you really make a difference? Under the guise of being a tourist, can you really make a difference? The decision for you to be here already has. This is difficult to explain in a linear world to any human being. I gave a series of channelings of explanations about what you call the future. The very concept of the future is not really recognized by a human being. To a human being, the future is unknown, something that is coming, something sometimes which is mysterious. That is in your limited four-dimensional world. That is how you see things. And that's why it's often startling to you or scary to you, because you don't know anything about it. I have said before, if you knew how things really operated and worked, you would understand the future is all part of what you would call the now. As you shape the reality that you have here with the energy that you wish to use here, you completely and totally shape the future. So you might say the human being has the ability, total ability, to control the future. What I want to tell you is something that I mentioned before, and I'm going to say it yet again, so that is germane, that is appropriate, and meaningful to the conversation and the situation at hand as you sit in Cuba. And that is this. You have free choice as humanity, but you set up goals, you set up energies that you run into in the now. And as you run into them, you recognize them as you. What I am telling you is this. The future represents a snowball that rolls down the hill. And if you said to somebody, why don't you stand in front of the snowball in its enormity? They would say, are you crazy? And you would say, well, you never know what the future holds. You can't tell the future. And they would look at you and say, the snowball is coming. I'm not going to stand here. Now, have they told the future, or is it common sense? And how much of that is intuitive with them? How much of that is reality to them? There are some things that you can sense and feel are coming because of that snowball of intent, of compassion, of truth. That is what is occurring here. There is a snowball underway. And how benevolent it is, and how much love is connected in how people think about how to pray and how to work with it depends on what will happen not only here, but also in the conflagrations that are happening on the planet at the moment, and how an old energy might see them coming out and how a new energy might see them as being solved. All is changing on this planet in ways that are different than you might expect. So in that, all I am saying is this, there is something coming. And it comes in so many different packages. And one of them, a big one, is love, compassion, but common sense. Common sense may guide for the first time what is happening here. This is up to so many moving parts, but those parts have shifted because you have come here. How does that make you feel? To play a part in compassion on a large scale. Now you know why I love you so. And so it is.